I've got another salty question here as well. We've actually had a couple of listeners who want to know why the sea is salty.
This is actually quite simple, and it comes down to the fact that we have a hydrological cycle. So the sun puts energy into the earth. Each square metre of the earth's surface, on average, gets energy at the rate of about 1 kilowatt from the sun. This energy goes into the sea water, and the water molecules gain enough energy sometimes to evaporate. So you have water vapour, which leaves the sea and goes up to form clouds. Those clouds then travel over to land. When they're forced to rise over things like high mountains, then in order to rise, they have to rain. They lose some mass in the form of water precipitation. That fresh water comes down out of the clouds and lands on the ground. It goes into rivers and streams, and it picks up tiny amounts of minerals and salts, which it dissolves on its way percolating through the ground and then in the rivers. There's not that much there, so the water tastes fresh. You can just detect trace amounts of these chemicals in the river water and in pond water. But as it works its way down to the sea, of course, it then takes with it those salts. And when the water then re-evaporates from the ocean, that's just fresh water evaporating, the salts get left behind. So over millions of years, you slowly accumulate salts in the sea to the level of salinity that we see today. And the sea isn't actually going to get much saltier, because once you get to a certain threshold concentration, you start to get other chemical reactions kicking in, which limit the accumulation any further of any more dissolved ions and salts. So as a result, it just contains at the level that it's at. Dave?
Because actually the way we get most of our salt from is edges of the sea, very shallow, ancient shallow seas, where there's lots of evaporation, like the edge of a desert. So the sea keeps flowing in, lots of water evaporates, and the salt crystallises out. And that often gets buried. There's huge amounts of it under the North Sea. There's quite a lot in Cheshire. So they're just going in and mining it out and digging it out.
And you can go to Poland and go to some very famous salt mines, which were these salt pans, weren't they?
Yep.
Absolutely amazing. If you have a question for The Naked Scientists, the email address, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
From protons to photons and gluons to muons, The Naked Scientists. Science that's fundamentally more fun.